Mario Cambardella shows me around a 7-acre green space off Browns Mill Road.
We're walking through and point out the number of pecan and black walnut trees.
Cambardella is the urban agriculture director for the city of Atlanta. He says this property already has a lot of food-producing trees. That's thanks to the family whose house once stood on the site. And he says to make this the first official food forest, the city's just going to build on what's here.
So what it's going to look like is a place that has tall trees, large shrubs, and maybe even some ground crops.
Cambardella says it'll be a hierarchy of food-producing plants, strawberries, nuts, all in a public park. He says the goal is to give the surrounding neighborhood new ways to get fresh produce, what he calls points of access.
And access sometimes can be, yes, to the fresh fruit and vegetables, but access to how to grow their own fresh fruits and vegetables. Learning here, taking it to their own home, that strengthens and makes a more resilient neighborhood.
That's not a totally new idea in this Atlanta community, where some properties look downright rural and some residents do grow their own food. Still, Arthur Elder, who lives next door, is excited it'll become a public space.
You know, it's going to be a community thing. That's what we need in the community, instead of some more homes or whatever.
Cambardella says the city is working with the residents now to design the site. The food forest here is just a pilot project funded by a U.S. Forest Service grant. Eventually, the city hopes to replicate the idea in other parts of Atlanta. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.